Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johan sent a message saying that I should maybe go and have another bachelor's with Rob instead of trying to drive home on the N1 South, because there is an accident at Rivonia Road in the Rivonia area, and then also in Randburg, stationary vehicle on the N1 South between Malibongwe Drive and Beyersnodia.
SAFTA says it will launch a campaign against ongoing retrenchments at big companies. It comes as more companies are laying off their workers due to reduced production activities in various industries. SAFTA General Secretary Zwelinzima Mavavi briefed the media in Johannesburg a bit earlier today. Then some news from the continent. Kenyan officers are facing another probe over the death of a man in custody. According to the country's police watchdog, another person died barely 3 months after a similar case sparked a lot of protests in the country. And all eyes are on China this week as the world's biggest polluter readies a new emissions-cutting plan. So the country wants to reinforce its role as a steadfast defender of global climate diplomacy, while Europe stalls and the United States doubles down on fossil fuels. More of the day's other big stories are on jackrandefrom.com. Click on news. Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities kicks off the Business Minute abroad.
US markets are mixed in early trade, with the Dow up 0.5%. This while the Nasdaq lost 0.3%. European markets had a good day today, with the FTSE gaining 0.3%, the DAX 0.5%, and the CAC 40 leading by a gain of 1%.
A dollar trading at R17.23, a euro at R20.34, and a pound sitting at R23.30. Gold is trading at $3,778.32 per fine ounce. Brent crude oil at $67.88 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fisher, more news at 7.
Well, we start off with some cricket news. Ben Stokes was named as the captain of England for the Ashes Tour, as the squad was announced earlier today for the 5 tests in Australia. The all-rounder missed the final test against India at the Oval, but the England chiefs have said that he remains on track to be available for the start of the series against their arch-rivals Australia, which starts in November. Jacques Nienaber insists that Leinster won't be pushovers in Cape Town, despite leaving several international stars at home for their Vodacom URC season opener against the Stormers. The former Springbok coach, who's now the head coach at Leinster, confirmed that most of the Irish province's internationals have been rested after a long year of test rugby, but he stressed that the defending champions remain hungry for success. And Franco Smith is set to coach against his son when the Glasgow Warriors host the Sharks at Scotstown. That's on Friday night. The tourists have included 22-year-old fly-half John Smith in their squad, setting up a prospect of father and son facing each other in the 2025-26 URC opener. John, who's a former junior Springbok, has fought his way into the Sharks setup after overcoming some injuries. And Bafana Bafana coach Hugo Brewers has named a strong squad for the prelim test against Zimbabwe and Rwanda for the two crucial matches for the 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers next month. Zimbabwe will host Bafana Bafana at the Moses Mabhida Stadium on Friday. It sounds weird to say that, but of course that means that none of Zimbabwe's stadiums can handle international football before Brewers' men take on Rwanda at the Mbombela Stadium 4 days later. Now, if Bafana Bafana do win both matches, they're going to qualify for the global showpiece, regardless of whether they get docked 3 points and handed a 3-0 defeat by FIFA for the saga that happened last year. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jackrand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jackrand FM.
So watch me bring the fire, set the night light. Shoes on, get up in the morning, cup of milk, let's rock and roll. Kink out, kick the drum, rolling on like a Rolling Stone.